Apple is adding ChatGPT, Claude, and Gemini to CarPlay in iOS 26.4. While developers can make CarPlay apps for their AI assistants, the assistants cannot control any of the car's functions. When Apple released the first beta for iOS 26.4 this week, testers immediately got to work looking for each and every new feature and change. To their credit, there's more new here than in iOS 26.3, including an AI playlist generator for Apple Music, and support for end-to-end encryption with RCS. Finally, but one update slipped under the radar, since it's not actually available to test in this first beta, CarPlay support for AI assistants like ChatGPT, Claude, and Gemini. As spotted by Mac Rumors, CarPlay's developer guide spills the beans on this upcoming integration. On page 13, the entitlement CarPlay voice-based conversational app is listed, with a minimum iOS version of 26.4. While it doesn't specifically mention integrations with ChatGPT, Claude, and Gemini, the documentation does suggest that voice-based conversational apps are now a supported app type in iOS 26.4. As such, MacRumors is reporting that companies that make chatbots, OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google, will need to update their apps to work with CarPlay. According to MacRumors, drivers will be able to ask apps like ChatGPT, Claude, and Gemini questions while on the road. But, they won't be able to control functions of the car, or the driver's iPhone. You also won't be able to use a wake word to activate the assistant "No, hey ChatGPT," or "OK, Gemini." Instead, you'll need to tap on the app itself to talk to the assistant. Apple is issuing guidance to developers on how to implement these assistants in CarPlay, starting with this latest update. On page 7, Apple notes that voice-based conversational apps must only work when voice features are actively being used, and they must avoid showing text or imagery when responding to queries. It's the first time Apple is allowing developers of voice-based conversational apps to develop for CarPlay. While the company has allowed other developers to make apps for its in-car experience, it has clearly put limitations on what types of apps can get through. It makes sense for Google to develop a Google Maps CarPlay app, but TikTok has no business offering drivers a CarPlay version of its algorithm. This addition is coming to iOS 26.4, but likely in a future beta. Don't install the beta at this time expecting to try this feature out, though you should think twice before installing the beta at all. Betas like iOS 26.4 are temperamental. Apple is currently testing the software for bugs and stability issues. By installing it early, you risk dealing with those issues, which could impact how you use your iPhone, or even result in data loss.